right now. Check it out online at NassauParadiseIsland.com. And finally, the Winnipeg Jets are having a dandy season, and with any luck at all, they're playoff bound. But all is not sweetness. Twice this season, one of their top forwards, Evander Kane, has been a healthy scratch. Most recently, Tuesday night for a game in his hometown of Vancouver. No one knew why until yesterday. It turns out that instead of showing up for the game in a jacket and tie, he showed up in a tracksuit. Coach Paul Maurice took one look and told him to take a seat in the press box. Break the dress code in Winnipeg, and you sit. This is Canada Calling, and online at canadacalling.com. This is Prior Smith reporting.
Our Friday forecast today has mostly sunny skies, a high later today only reaching 65. Tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 69. 49 for the low tomorrow night. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. 56 for Sunday night. And for Monday, a 20% chance of rain with a high Monday of 73. It's Dave Ramsey, weekday afternoons 2 to 5 p.m. here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Did you know that there's a new recovery program in Brevard County called LifeRing? LifeRing is for people who desire to live an empowered life free of all addictive substances. They meet every Tuesday night at 7:30 at Friendship Fellowship in Rockledge. LifeRing seeks to strengthen the sober self inside every individual. To learn more, go to spacecoastlifering.org. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad WMEL cares about you. Are you living with joint, neck, or back pain? Are you looking for treatment without pain pills or surgery? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne is going back to basics. The Back Center offers a comprehensive approach to healing your spine that combines diet, exercise, chiropractic care, physical therapy, and pain management to improve your overall health. Call now, 321-723-7716. That's 321-723-7716, and get back to basics.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Lean on me.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. To talk to Lillian, call in now at area code 321-631-1300. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful Money Monday? Oh, no, wait, it's not Money Monday. Is it Friendly Friday? Oh, no, it's not Friendly Friday. It's even better. It's Financial Friendly Friday. Yay! Ooh. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to promote healing, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. And my dream is to create a network of like-minded people. And what I mean with like-minded people, I mean people that will take 100% responsibility for their life, for my life, for your life, for our life, 100%. And even if we don't believe the same way, we love one another just where we're at. We accept and allow people to be who they are. Isn't that a wonderful world? I want to create that world. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, and let's start the dialogue. Let's start the plan on how we can create that just by visualization and just accepting one another. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and become a subscriber. And, you know, if you do this, then make sure you wait for that confirmation email because it's coming. So check your junk mail, check your spam, and make sure that you confirm it, okay? And while you're there and at whenyouneedafriend.com, make sure you check out my sponsors and my blogs, and most important, my 90-day challenge to self-love. There's a correlation between depression and anxiety, and if you're feeling that, it's possibly because you lack self-love. Now, it doesn't mean you don't love yourself. It just means that you can improve upon it. So let's join and let's work together. Take the challenge and let me know how you're doing along the way. Now, you can also follow me on Instagram at Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I think that there's a underscore between each name. And you can also follow me on Facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. So let's stay connected 24/7. Now, you should have been in the studio when I said, welcome to Money Monday. And I got the face of Dan Henn going, wait a minute, it's Friday. It was great. It was priceless. But normally Dan Henn is on the first Monday of the month. But as you know, I was flown to LA this last weekend to be on the Dr. Jason show, and it's on Chaz TV or Chaz Live. And of course, I don't know when it's going to be airing, but I will let you know. And if you are a subscriber, you will be the first to know. So that's why it's so important to become a subscriber, because you will know who's on the week, what's going on in my life, and you will be an insider. You'll have the insider scoop. So make sure you become a subscriber. Now, so since Monday I wasn't home, well, I got here at 8 o'clock in the morning in the red eye, which now I know why they call it the red eye, because I didn't sleep at all. And when I got off the plane, my eyes were pretty red. But it was a wonderful weekend. But what I did miss was seeing Dan Henn on our Money Monday. But instead, like I said, we're going to have Financial Friday with Dan Henn, our wonderful CPA and sponsor. So welcome back, Dan. I'm so excited that you're here.
Super. Glad to be here. It's a little different being on the Friday versus the Monday.
I know. You should have seen your face when I said, welcome to Money Monday. And you're like, whoop, like you're shaking your head. No, it's not Monday. I do my homework, Dan. But anyway, I'm just glad that we are at least, because I was planning on you starting the week with a repeat of the first, last month's show. But there was a change of plan all of a sudden, and the show on forgiveness aired. And the way I thought about it was, you know, if somebody needed to hear that show, then it played, and I hope that somebody was touched by it. But my intention was for Monday to start with you and Friday to end with you and have like a bookend kind of thing where you hold it through. So I am so excited that you're here. And for those that are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, would you like to share a little bit about your background and what brought you to become a CPA?
Well, I've been doing what I've been doing here and preparing tax returns. I figured this is my 21st tax season, so mm-hmm. I've been doing this for quite a while. I've been doing it now five years.
That's how old I am.
Yeah, 21 years, yes. I've been doing it 5 years on my own.
Yes.
And I graduated from the University of South Florida, both with my bachelor's and master's degree. And what really got me into it was I just excelled at math in high school. Mm-hmm. And did very well with that. And my dad was looking at when I, you know, it gave me some advice, you know, about being a business person and suggested about going into the numbers field. And he suggested being an accountant or being a stockbroker type of person. And some reason, you know, didn't really know much about accounting at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's something I looked into and went into it.
Mm.
So.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know a lot about accounting these days anyway, because we have that perfect card, that debit card that we just swipe. We don't write checks anymore. There's no in, there's no out. There's just like, it's like a Russian, it's like a, what do you call those slot machines? Yeah, the slot machines. You just stick your money in and then something comes out. And it's hard for the newer generation, the younger generation, to even know how to balance a checkbook, because it's all, they don't even know how to write a check.
Right. And the hard thing ends up being too is because we are in that instant gratification world people have the instant access to their bank accounts online and things like that.
Yeah.
So if there's money in the account, then you can spend it, right? So, you know, and many people don't write checks really much anymore.
No.
And, you know, I find it many times actually people come to pay me. And of course, you know, sometimes I like to believe people, but, you know, they come in and I just wrote my last check or I don't have my checkbook with me. And, you know, that's usually the experience, you know, the words that I hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's become more common that people don't have that. I mean, even carrying cash around so much anymore because it's so easy to just swipe the debit or credit card. And the unfortunate part about it, you know, again, being a Dave Ramsey disciple that, you know, he always talks about how having that cash in your hand and parting with that cash has a lot more emotional feeling mm-hmm. to it, so that when you're parting with the cash, it's easy, you know, it's harder to get rid of it.
Sure.
You know that, especially if you're paying big dollars for an item, where it's so easy to just, you know, it doesn't have any feeling to a debit card
yeah.
or a credit card. You just swipe it and, you know, magically it happens. And
that's a huge tip, to take your budget money and put it in envelopes, and put those envelopes, once that money is gone, it's gone. And when you see that money go, it's a visual that will live with you forever. And so I do believe, I love Dave Ramsey, and I love the fact that you are one of his disciples. But today you wanted to talk about the 10 most commonly asked or frequently asked questions during tax season. And now, last time you were on the show, you had made an announcement that you were offering a discount for my listening friends. And so you said today you had something different.
Yes, yes. Today my offer is a free 20-minute strategy session for business or individual. But I only can do 8 of these this month. So,
okay.
You know, call my office, 321-684-7800.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever
okay,
answers the phone.
What's that number again?
321-684-7800.
Very good.
And if you call that office, we can schedule an appointment for you that we can meet and bring in whatever questions, issues that you have in your business or individual life. And whether it might be looking at, you know, the future or looking at past issues that you had on tax returns, whether they were done incorrectly or you feel they were incorrectly, or maybe you just haven't done them in a few years,
mm-hmm.
then whatever the situation be, we can do that and meet for the 20 minutes and try and figure out a strategy and a plan to come with at that point in time.
Perfect. I know that you're very busy. This is your busiest time of year, and I'm just so grateful that you're here, taking time of your busy life to be here and kind of answer questions that people might have. And also, I want to let you know, my listening friends, that if you at any time have a question, or a comment about the show, always, always, you're welcome to call 321-631-1300. That's 321-631-1300. I was listening to a show of and they never gave the number. They never gave the number. And I'm guilty at that. So if write it down, put it on your speed dials, 321-631-1300. That's the WMEL station number. And many people are shy. They don't want to get on the air, and that's fine. So Brian is our producer, and he will take your questions. So if you have any questions and you can't even handle the 20-minute strategy session, then make sure you call in now, 321-631-1300. Okay, so you guide us along the way, because this is your hour, and I want you to inform us, like, this is your desire, is to help people along the way. You feel, you know, as well as I do, that when we give, we receive 100 times fold. And this is the blessing of being on the show. So, share with us some of the questions, Dan, that you would like, that you normally get during this time of year.
Well, let me first say that, you know, I'm big about education, so that's one of the reasons why I'm here on the radio, that mm-hmm. I take the time to do this.
Sure.
I want to help people make sure that they're following the rules, responsibilities, keeping the things that they need to do and document things, because it's always better to do when it's more fresh in your mind.
Sure.
While you have it.
Sure.
But, you know, one of the big, you know, questions, again, I've got, you know, 10 different ones listed here, but, you know, how long do you keep tax documents?
Okay.
You know, I get that question quite often.
Sure.
Especially at this time of the year, especially with spring cleaning coming up, and people want to start, you know, they realize that they got a whole drawer full of, you know, the last 20 years worth of tax returns, tax documents, or they might have a whole file cabinet filled with that. And, you know, I recommend, it's always recommended you keep the last 7 years worth of everything that you had financially, especially if it's tied directly to your tax return.
When you say everything, you're talking about receipts and all of that.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, what happens to those receipts that fade away?
Well, that's where I usually recommend that as you go, you know, at you know, each year as you go. Now, it's harder to go back and start doing it, but try and start scanning things in so you can keep them on your computer. The hard thing with that is that just make sure that you're backing up that computer hard drive somewhere, whether it's either online using one of those online services or a separate hard drive, because I hear too many stories of how the hard drives crash. So,
sure.
But keep everything, including the tax returns for the 7 years. I usually recommend keeping the tax returns themselves permanently. So, you know, you keep them back for 20 years just in case there ends up being an issue with something on there. And additionally, I also recommend keeping your W-2s.
Okay.
Because I have had people who have looked at their Social Security statements later on in life and realized that they weren't given credit or the proper credit for something. And unless you have the W-2s, then it's difficult to try and refute what the Social Security is saying, because they look back, I believe it's 35 years in regards to the averaging of determining what your benefits are.
Mm-hmm.
So 35 years is a long time. So if you keep your W-2s and you've got that, then it's easier to say, hey, no, I've got it. I fortunately have heard of stories where people have had that, but I've also heard many stories where they don't have that. And, you know, you go back to that employer, the employer may be out of business, or they destroy the documents after a certain period of time as well. So, so you need to make sure you keep that stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was preparing, because I knew that today's show was going to be the frequently asked questions and that has happened to you. And so I started jotting down the top three. I'm thinking, okay, I know what your top three questions are going to be. And so far, the first one hasn't been it. So I'm going to tell you what I thought the first three questions are going to be. So the first one is, how quickly can I get my tax return? Or my refund, I'm sorry, my refund. And the second one was, where is my refund and why hasn't it gotten here? And the third one is, let's see, when can I get my refund? So, you know, people, once they file, the people that know they're getting a refund, that's all they want to know.
Right.
What's the delay on getting my refund?
Well, that's where I usually tell people that especially this year, the IRS has come out and announced that because of budget cuts and things that they've taken people away from phone services and things like that. So,
So
if you call the IRS, easily expect to wait an hour to 2 hours on hold before you actually get to talk to somebody. And then you're going to have probably at least another 20, 30 minutes of being on the phone. But the IRS has a tool. They have an app, as well as on their website. There's a Where's My Refund link.
Uh-huh.
So if you click that link and if you've already filed your return, then all you have to know is your Social Security number, their filing status, and then the amount of your refund. And if you know that information, then you can pull up your refund, or it'll tell you what the status is, that they've accepted your return, that if it's getting to that point, it'll tell you that your refund should drop in your bank account by that time.
So what's that? You said it's like, where's my refund?
Where's my refund? If you Google where's my refund, that should pop right up. And
is it .org? Where's my refund.org?
No, if you go to irs.gov, that's the website, and they have a link on their button. I think it's up on the right-hand side of their homepage. And generally, so far, I've had one client report back to me that it took 10 days. We filed that one on the very first day of the 20th, mm-hmm. and they got theirs on the 30th.
Wow.
I actually did it, I think, for my sister-in-law, and she got hers, I think it was right around a week. So 7 days.
Okay, so
direct
you're getting money back.
Direct deposit, they say it should take, you know, they allow for 21 days. So basically that's 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's in your best interest to do that. Do the direct deposit, including that bank information on your return. Some people are leery about doing that, but, you know, trust me, if the IRS wants to, they can find your bank account information very easily.
Sure.
And if they want to start drafting your account because you owe them for other issues,
yikes,
then they can. But
okay.
I recommend doing, you know, putting that information on there. It'll happen a lot quicker. Just make sure that you verify the input that's done, because if it's off a digit, it'll get rejected and it takes that much longer to wait to get your refund.
Okay.
You'll have to wait for a paper check at that point. And right now they're saying that will take probably 4 to 6 weeks to get paper
goodness.
Checks. Oh. I used to tell people it would be 7 to 10 business days, week and a half to 2 weeks for a direct deposit. And then get a paper check would take 3 weeks.
That's because the IRS wrote their last check right before that one, right?
Right.
So they have to
Correct.
Find it.
Yeah,
they can't find their checkbook.
Yes, just like we were talking before, yeah.
Okay. So number two, what's the most frequently number two?
Okay. Should I file early? And usually the answer is yes. Okay. One, we've talked in the past about identity theft.
Yes.
That is usually one of the bigger reasons why. Obviously, the sooner you file, the sooner you can get your refund back, knowing that it takes some time to get your refund back. But some people just may not be able to because mm-hmm. they're waiting on certain 1099s, like from brokerage statements. Most of the brokerage firms usually have till about the 15th of February to file because they file electronically
mm-hmm.
and to give you your statement. And even then, they're allowed to extend that up to 30 days.
Mm.
So a lot of times I don't see them until the end of February, early March.
Yeah.
So I'm telling my clients, try and get me the rest of your stuff so we can get that input. I can try and spread the work out a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
And then when you get that information, we'll input it. So we just have to be careful with that because I've seen it unfortunately many times where we'll get a brokerage statement and we'll file the return, and then 2 weeks later a corrected or amended statement comes in, and of course it's enough of a difference that we have to amend the tax return so that because of document matching, eventually that's going to get caught. So mm-hmm. we don't want to have that happen. So,
okay.
So unfortunately that, and sometimes people who are invested in things that issue a K-1, other S-Corps or partnerships, and especially if it's not within their control on when those are issued. So sometimes that makes it difficult to file early, but it's recommended to do that.
Okay. Well, I know that there's just so many questions that people have regarding filing taxes, death and taxes compared side by side. And so if you have, my listening friend, have a question that you would like answered, call the station at 321-631-1300. Now, Dan, you have the top 10 questions that are on people's mind during this time of year. Why is it that people wait till the last second to file, even if they're getting a refund?
I think that's just human nature that we procrastinate in general as a society because – you know, if there aren't any consequences, sometimes, you know, especially if you don't owe any money and you're expecting a refund,
mm-hmm.
then there are no consequences of filing a late return. So mm-hmm. even if you didn't file an extension, then you can, you know, still get your monies. However, there is a cutoff on that, and we can talk about that after the break.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are going to do that because, you know, it is so important that we know what's happening in our finances. And so if we stick our head in the sand, chances are the IRS will pull it out. So we need to
or
be really...
kick you in the butt while you got your head
there
in the sand.
There you go. That's more like it. Okay, I just tend to be a little bit more gentler. Okay, so today's teacher is our favorite CPA, Dan Henn. And if you want to listen to any of his previously broadcasted shows, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and go to the section where it says... Dan Henn, because he has had so many different shows with us. So for those of you, he's our teacher, CPA, and he's in Rockledge. So today we are talking about the top 10 questions people ask during tax season. And we're going to continue this conversation. You can hear it worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And we will continue our conversation when we return. We'll be right back.
Hear good news naturally with Tom Sokoloff mornings 10 to 11 on AM 1300 WMEL.
$257,000 jobs were created last month. That's more than most analysts had expected. But the unemployment rate rose to 5.7% as more people returned to the jobs market. Correspondent Scott Carr.
In January, wages rose by the most in 6 years. And reports say Americans responded by streaming into the job market to find work.
With measles running rampant, a bill has been introduced in the California legislature that would eliminate the personal belief exemption for parents who are afraid of vaccinating their children. Richard Pan is a California state senator.
In 2000, we declared measles eradicated from this country. Last year, we had over 644 cases of measles, and we're on a trajectory to pass that this year.
There is likely to be a run on Powerball tickets between now and Saturday night's Powerball drawing. That's because the estimated jackpot is now up to $360 million. The cash value for a single winning ticket, $250,000. I'm Barton Eckert.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL Radio News. Good morning, I'm Vince Young. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance of favorable weather on Sunday evening for the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. The SpaceX launch is scheduled for 6:10 p.m. on Sunday with an instantaneous launch window, which means the rocket must launch exactly at 6:10 p.m. The Falcon 9 rocket will be carrying the Discover satellite into a precise orbit around Earth so that the spacecraft can provide early warnings ahead of solar storms that could damage power grids on Earth and other satellites in orbit. SpaceX also plans to make another attempt at catching the rocket's first stage booster with a floating platform far out in the Atlantic Ocean right after the launch. As always, you can hear complete launch coverage starting at 5:30 p.m. Sunday evening right here on your space station, the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Unpaid bills for ambulance rides provided to patients by Brevard County Fire Rescue reached $6.6 million in fiscal year 2013, and there is little that can be done about it, according to county officials. The unpaid bills are usually the result of uninsured patients who require emergency transportation to a hospital and are a common problem nationwide. Brevard County Fire Rescue attempts to collect on the ambulance bills for up to 1 year before writing them off. The county commission voted earlier this week to cover the cost of the latest batch of unpaid bills using taxpayer funds out of the county's general budget. An online threat of violence made by a Central Middle School student late Wednesday night was determined by authorities to be not serious. Police sent officers to the school yesterday morning as a precaution, but after speaking to the student directly, they determined the student was not planning to carry out the threat. No arrest was made and no classes were canceled. That's a news update from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. I'm Vince Young.
Our Friday forecast has mostly sunny skies today with a high this afternoon of 65. Tonight's low 47. Tomorrow mostly sunny, a high of 69. Tomorrow night 49 for the low. Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 73. 56 on Sunday night and Monday a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high of 73. It's Lillian McDermott, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. Integrative, functional, holistic medicine uses the best that medicine has to offer, and I love doctors who use every tool in their toolbox. Dr. Eudine Harry, MD, has made it her purpose to look beyond traditional medicine and help you heal in the way that's best for you. We can hear Dr. Eudine Harry on my show every third Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10, so mark your calendars and let's take our health back. Did you know that we all have adult stem cells? Did you also know these stem cells can heal our own body? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne offers stem cell injections that may heal your joint, neck, and back pain in a natural way. To learn more about this exciting new technology, go to thebackcenter.net or call 321-723-7716 for an evaluation. Go back to basics at the Back Center. Did you know that there's a new recovery program in Brevard County called LifeRing? LifeRing is for people who desire to live an empowered life free of all addictive substances. They meet every Tuesday night at 7:30 at Friendship Fellowship in Rockledge. LifeRing seeks to strengthen the sober self inside every individual. To learn more, go to spacecoastlifering.org. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad WMEL cares about you.
This is John Moore from the WMEL Space Desk. Join us this Sunday, February 8th, for the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a deep space climate observatory called Discover. Working in concurrence with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, the payload's mission is to monitor the Earth's climate and weather. Coverage of the launch begins at 5:30 Sunday evening for a scheduled liftoff at 6:10 p.m. Launch coverage can be heard here on WMEL 1300 AM and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Lean on me. When you're strong, and I'll be afraid.
conversation now. Give the show a call at 631-1300. Here's Lillian McDermott.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you could hear it worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lily, and it is my goal that we learn from one another. And today's teacher is our favorite CPA in Rockledge, Florida, Dan Henn. And, you know, it's so important that you know that you're not listening to a previously broadcasted show because you're used to listening to him on the first Monday of the month. But as you know, I was gone this Monday, and we have Dan Henn here live in the studio ready to answer your questions. So if you have any questions, and we've gotten some questions from our listeners, but if you want to call in and write down your questions, or Brian will write down your question, call 321-631-1300. And Dan, again, I am so excited that you're here to share the top 10 frequently asked questions during tax season. So you've covered up to how long do I have to keep my documents? You said 7 years. And the second question was, should I file this year's tax return, or should I, or if even if I haven't filed in a few years?
No, we asked about filing early.
Filing early. There we go. Should I file early? So you're skipping around on me.
I'm skipping around on you, yes.
Okay. So now, and the answer is?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
In general, yes, file as early as you can.
As you can, because
but obviously you have to wait until you get all the information.
Absolutely. Identity. Okay. So what's next question?
Okay, so what do I do if my tax preparer or I, if you prepared on your own return, if you find out that you messed up in a prior year? Well, the easiest answer is yes, you can fix it, you can amend it, you can go back up to 3 years, and at this point in time, you can go back up to 2011, but you can only do that through April 15th. Mm-hmm. Once April 15th goes by, then statute of limitations closes and you can't do anything with 2011.
Okay.
So if you haven't filed a 2011 return, or you need to fix a 2011 return, now's the time to do it so that you can, if you're due a refund, you can get that monies back.
2011
tax return.
Okay. Okay. And then there's 2012, 2013. They
Correct.
Would have to get all those ready?
Well, you can do any or all of those years, whichever year, you know, you have issues or problems with.
Okay.
Unfortunately, many times I find people come into my office, and more often than not, it's like they did it themselves on TurboTax or something, and they forgot something, they didn't know to put it in there, or TurboTax didn't calculate something like the sales tax mm-hmm. deduction we get here in Florida. So I'll go back and we'll figure out what the amended amount is and see if it's worth it, because obviously I have to charge my fee, and if you're only going to get $200 back and I'm charging you $200 for the return, probably not worth it. But
yeah.
I've had it in many cases where it's, you know, $800 or $1,000 or something of that nature, and you know, obviously, you know, it's still $800 or $1,000 that you can get back. So
yeah. And okay, so the next question, because I want to move along.
Add one little thing if we do file an amended return, be prepared that it's going to take probably 4 to 6 months, the way the IRS is processing things, to get your refund or even get a reply on it. I've got one that was filed in July that I'm going to call the IRS about today that they still haven't heard anything about.
Well, you realize you're going to be on the phone for 2 hours, right?
Well, yeah, but that's easy when I can still sit and work on my desk. But I have a special number that I can call, and usually takes me a good bit to get through.
A special agent code.
Right. So okay. Next question. Should I file this year's return if I have not filed in a few years? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
You know, one doesn't necessarily depend on the other.
Okay.
However, if the IRS filed substitute returns for you, that basically what they say is anything that's been filed under your Social Security number and they feel that you should have filed a return, they will do what's called a substitute for return.
Mm-hmm.
And they will start assessing the tax and what they think the tax is. But when they do that, they don't give you all the deductions, the standard deduction, personal exemptions, all that kind of stuff. So they just assuming they're sending the tax and they're whacking you pretty good on that. So if that exists and you're expecting a refund this year, then they're going to keep your refund if that's on file. And so then you've got to go back and file. That's where you've got to go back and file those prior year returns and make sure that you truly owe that money. I find out probably easily 80 to 90% of the time that whatever they did to substitute for return was not correct.
Got it. And I obviously was reading your mind when you asked the next question.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, so the next question you have.
Okay, so the next question, what happens if I owe taxes and I cannot pay the amount in full?
Okay.
So the answer is that you try and see if you can get it from other sources, if you can borrow it from friends, borrow from the bank, you know, get a home equity loan.
Is that what Dave Ramsey
Well, no,
saying?
It's not what Dave Ramsey says, but, you know, because your alternative is you can have the IRS be your creditor. Uh-huh. And, you know, obviously, if you can't pay it, you can't pay it.
Sure.
But they're going to come hounding you, and eventually they will have access to your bank accounts, or they will have access to your employers or anybody who pays you.
Mm-hmm.
And they will start levying and garnishing your bank accounts, or, garnishing your wage. So it's very important you deal with that issue. And again, don't bury your head in the sand. Sweep the notices under the rug and figure they're just going to go away. They will keep after you. And eventually, in certain instances, depending on the dollar amounts, they usually will send out a local revenue officer to you if you don't end up paying. And so you
What does that mean? They'll come and handcuff you and
put
you in jail?
They won't do that. No. If it truly ends up being a criminal matter, that's possible.
Yeah.
But more than likely, they'll at least make a first inquiry and say, hey, why haven't you filed these returns? And we're showing that you owe these monies. And then that's when you just got to tell them, okay, you've got to get with somebody and figure it out.
Sure.
And don't give them any information at that point in time. Figure it out and see what you truly owe and do. But you can call the IRS. You can set up an installment payment plan. And as long as what you can pay as long as what you owe is under $50,000
mm-hmm.
collectively, whether it's this year or a number of years,
mm-hmm.
and you can pay that within 72 months, then generally whatever the math works out, $10,000 divided by 72, that's your number. As long as you can pay that monthly, then they'll generally accept
it. Now, do they charge an interest on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Late payment penalties and interest still run. And if it's based on a late filed return, late filing penalties still run until the balance is paid.
Yikes. Yeah. So it's probably cheaper to get a loan.
Yes. So
yes.
That's where in this case, it would be cheaper to pay it off and get a loan. Where normally I wouldn't recommend that, but
sure.
In this instance, it's still going to run and being calculated because you owe the IRS.
Sure. Okay. Next question.
Okay. So next question, can you extend your return? And the answer is yes. You can extend your return. You just got to file the extension for business returns. It's due by March 15th or 2.5 months after your fiscal year, if your fiscal year business and individuals are April 15th. You have to file it on or before that date. Now, that's an extension to file the return, not to pay your taxes.
You still have to pay your taxes.
You still have to pay the taxes.
So how do you know what your taxes are if you haven't filed if you haven't figured it out?
Well, that's where you're supposed to at least try and work up an estimate and try and figure out about what what you're expecting to owe. So if you're still waiting on a K-1, see if you can get an estimate of income that you're expecting from whoever, is supposed to be issuing that K-1 so that you know.
Okay. So that's very interesting because, why would anybody, file an extension if they have to figure it out and pay it anyway? But anyway, it's just I don't understand that. So, okay, next question.
Next question is, should I notify the IRS if I move? And the answer is yes, because if you don't tell them that when you move, if you're due a check, if you're due, if they're going to send you some notices or anything on your past tax returns, then they're not going to – those things aren't going to forward after a period of time.
After 1 year.
And so then you won't get those notices and you won't know it. I have a client that he didn't file his 02, 03 returns, and now it's past the time for me to be able to get the documentation that I need to be able to file returns for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that collectively between the 2 years he owes $30,000. Well, there's nothing I can do about it unless I can recreate a return. They did substitute for returns for him.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he also didn't file 2004 through 2013. The only one he had 1 year in that whole time frame. So they never knew his new address. He originally was in Georgia, and that was the last address that they knew from him. So until I talked to them and told them that, he's down near Naples. So
now can you flee the country at this point?
wouldn't recommend it, but in his case, it's not the end of the world.
No.
There are ways and options, that I can recommend.
Gifts and lessons.
Depending on what the situation is.
Okay. So for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to our CPA, our wonderful CPA, Dan Hinn, who's our sponsor of the Lynn McDermott Radio Show. And he is talking about the top 10 questions people ask during the tax season. So if you have a question for him, feel free to call 321-631-1300. I want to encourage you, my listening friend, to take advantage of his wisdom and knowledge. Okay, next question.
If I had a little amount of income, do I need to file a return? So usually that's a big question, and the threshold this year is $10,150. So if you made under that, then no, you don't need to file a tax return.
$10,150.
Right. And that's of income. So if all your income is a Social Security, well, it's not taxable anyway, then at that level, so you wouldn't need to file a return either. So it just depends on what your income is and what other things you have going on.
Yeah.
For married filing joint, it's $20,300. Just make sure that, if you had withholding, this happens usually with the younger kids. Like I just did my daughter's tax return, and she had a small, very small amount of withholding that was held from one of her jobs that mm-hmm. she did. Mm-hmm. And so we filed a return just to get that little bit of refund back, because she won't have a tax. She just needs to file to get that withholding back.
Got it.
So, if you have withholding, whether it's from a W-2, an IRA or pension 1099 or Social Security, then even if you don't have to file, then you should file just to get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, again, the statute of limitations, you can only go 3 years from the end of that statute of limitations. So this year at April 15th, you've got 3 years to file the 2014 return to get your refund back. Otherwise, they are legally not required to issue you the refund after that.
Well, that goes to show you the importance of coming to a certified, public accountant, because it is – this information is something that most of us don't know. And we're usually getting misinformation from the media, as we know just recently with Brian Williams, and I'm sure with many others. So we have to be very proactive, trust our sources, and make sure that we are responsible, 100% responsible for our lives. Okay, so next question.
Okay, next question is, my child is in college. Can I still claim them on my return, and what benefits do I get? And yes, there you have tuition credits or deductions, depending on whatever you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
The schools issue a form 1098-T, so you need to make sure you get that. Most of them are available on the children's online account. So make sure you get that. You keep track of all the books that you're paying for, mm-hmm. because you can take the books and the tuition that's being paid and apply for a credit. Now, if they're getting scholarships or grants or something and that's listed on there, then the scholarships or grants has to be less than the amount of tuition and books for you to get any benefit. So if it exceeds, then you're not going to get any benefit from it. Because I've seen that in many cases where somebody got like $15,000 in grants and the tuition was $6,000. So, you're not going to get any benefit. But if it was $6,000 in tuition and grants or scholarships was $2,000, well, now you got $4,000 that can go toward that.
Sure.
So as long as they can still qualify as your dependent, basically you're providing more than 50% of their support, you're still using your house as the permanent resident at school, then, claim them as a dependent. The credit goes with the dependency exemption. So if they file on their own, then they are the one who's supposed to take the credit, not you.
Okay. So that means, I remember when our son was in college, he was trying to get a scholarship.
Right.
And also for the state, is it FAFSA? And they look at the parents' income. And so they were saying, someone had suggested that we kind of separate from him and claim him as not claim him as a child, a dependent, so that he can file his own with his own.
Right. Now, that's a different analysis, and I haven't really gotten into that. But yes, many people have told me that, they've been recommended to have their child, file a separate return and file the FAFSA under their name and Social Security number as opposed to the parents. And that apparently from the way the numbers work and the dollars that come from that, it's supposed to help and I guess get more money because obviously basing it on their income is less.
Correct. But okay. So next question.
Okay. So the last question that we have here,
today.
The number 10 is, what do you recommend in filing for married filing joint or separate?
Okay.
I get this often, unless you have a reason to. I tell people at least 9 times out of 10, it's better to file jointly than separately.
Okay.
And the reason being is that when you calculate the tax separately, more often than not, you pay more tax. If we added them together, you'd pay more tax separately than you would if you filed jointly. Okay. Just because there are certain things that don't calculate correctly, or the limitations are lower, so they phase out at a quicker amount, or you don't even get them because of married filing separate versus jointly. Now, if you're trying to separate the liability, because on a joint return, you're jointly and severally liable on that. So if the husband doesn't pay the bill, then and they later get separated or divorced, then they're going to hold the spouse responsible for that. Now, there are other things, like there's an innocent spouse or injured spouse that you could file for, that, you know, she could disclaim that or not be responsible for that. But it's just one of those things you have to be aware of, that that when you do that, to file jointly.
Okay. That's very interesting, because a lot of people do file separate when they're in the process of getting divorced. And even if they're in the process of getting divorced, if there's nothing major happening in the taxes or in the finances, it probably would be better to file one last one together. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I get that. Okay. So then I think this is the last question, right?
Well, that was the last question I had, but you had a question that came in from a listener.
Okay, so then you went through more than I just didn't check that one. Okay, so I do have a listener that had a question, and the question was about filing a pass-through partnership LLC. So the question is, what are the steps for filing your taxes as a pass-through partnership LLC for the company and the individual? What are the advantages, disadvantages of having a pass-through partnership?
Okay. Well, let's just talk in general that in the terms pass-through means that you have the partnership and you have the S corporation. Those are two different pass-through entities that we normally use. And what happens is it's a separate filing entity. Mm-hmm. So we have a separate tax return that's prepared for the partnership or the S corporation, whichever one you're filing. And when you file that, it's an information return. You generally don't pay taxes with that return to the IRS. So you're sending it to them, and you're giving the IRS information. Mm-hmm. And what it generates is what's called a form K-1, K-1. Mm-hmm. And that K-1 is what you'll get, and then you use that to prepare your individual tax return.
Okay.
Now, depending on the type of business, in general, unless you have a specific reasons to be a partnership, usually the only type of people that I would recommend having a partnership might be people who have certain limitations, like they're creating a family limited partnership for trying to transfer assets from a wealthy parent to children or other heirs, and they're trying to do it over some period of time.
Okay.
Or holding real estate in there, just because the way the rules are, if you liquidate the entity, it generally works out in your favor to do that. There are some generally other reasons of doing that. Usually I recommend, if you're having an operating business, that you've got a retail store, a restaurant, you're a consultant, a doctor, lawyer, whatever.
What would be the best one?
You want to be you can be an LLC. There's many ways to do it. The only thing you can't be is an Inc. or a Corp. for a partnership.
Okay.
So you can, it's certain elections that you have to do to become the S corporation. The S corporation is the one that's going to have the operating business, the retail store, the restaurant, the consulting business. Mm-hmm. You know, those people are the ones that are want to have there. So again, partnerships are due by April 15th. Mm-hmm. That's their original due date, and you can extend those, but you only can extend those 5 months. So that takes you to September 15th. The S corporation, C corporation, those are due March 15th. And you can extend those 6 months to September 15th. So now all business returns are due on extension by September 15th.
But you still have to pay your taxes.
Well, again, S-Corps and partnerships are information returns. So you just need to file the extension. And in general, there's usually not taxes that you have to pay. Mm-hmm. There are some instances, but those are usually rare in my experience that you would pay a tax with a partnership or an S corporation.
And again, my listening friend who just provided this question for Dan Henn, you can always call, because Dan is offering a free 20-minute strategy session. He's offering this for eight of the first callers for his practice. And his number is 321- 7800. That's 681. That's 321-684-7800. And you listened to our special teacher today, CPA Dan Hinn, who is in Rockledge. And you can go to CPARockledge.com to learn more about our CPA Dan Hinn and sponsor of the Lynn McDermott Show. Now, do you have fun during this time? Because it just, money just seems like such a burden sometimes, you know, like filing taxes and all that stuff. But do you have fun doing this?
I mean, my job?
Yeah.
I love my job.
You love your job.
I love my job just because it's helping people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just all about, you know, educating people, helping people through the quagmire known as the IRS sometimes, and helping them. You know, ultimately, I just, you know, I say that, you know, I do these things. I deal with the IRS to help people sleep better at night.
Yes.
Because a lot of people get anxiety and stress and those types of things and anger because of, you know, issues that they have to deal with the IRS. And I just love to help them come down off that ledge and help them.
That's the image I get when you're like filing, get off the ledge, get off the ledge.
Yeah, help them get off the ledge, help them lay down in a bed and put them to sleep, and then they can just, you know, relax, and I can deal with that issue because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm asking for and trying to, you know, help people get these issues resolved.
And it's that confidence. You know, for those of you, my listening friends, that are looking at, you know, you're teetering on the, you know, should I file my own taxes? Should I go to one of those tax in a box, or should I do, you know, go to someone that can put their signature behind it and you know that you're safe. If you're giving them the proper information, that signature will protect you.
Right. And somebody who's around all year long versus just the 3-4 months of the year.
Correct. Correct. And that would be Dan Hinn, and you can find him at 321-684-7800. That's 684-7800. And also you can go to CPARockledge.com. Thank you so much, Dan Hinn, for being such a great teacher today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yes. And to you, my listening friend, take your head out of the sand. It's time. It's time to file our taxes, and hopefully you will get blessed abundantly. And if you have to pay, guess what? Even if you don't file, you still have to pay, unless you're planning on leaving the country, which I do not recommend.
No.
So for those of you who listen to this, thank you so much. And thank you, Brian, for producing the show today. And please remember, we have a date, so join me weekday mornings 9 to 10. This is Lillian wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
Our Friday forecast has mostly sunny skies today with a high this afternoon of 65. Tonight's low 47. Tomorrow mostly sunny, a high of 69. Tomorrow night 49 for the low. Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 73. 56 on Sunday night, and Monday a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high of 73. It's Lillian McDermott, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. here on AM 1300 WMEL.
For 14 years, Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff has been our little secret in health and nutrition radio. As the owner of Paradise Health and Nutrition educated the Space Coast about vitamins, supplements, and healthy living. Now the secret is out, as Tom is expanding his show nationwide. But don't worry, Tom has enough knowledge to share with everyone. Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff, weekday mornings at 10, right here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's Saturday. You got up and ran a mile, then you worked in the garden, put in 3 beds of tomatoes and peppers. Tonight, you'll be dancing.